This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Mark Smith is the business development staff person for Bloodworks Northwest. Thanks for coming in this morning.
It's great to be here.
You've got a van, a big rig, sitting outside our building right now, getting ready for a blood drive today. We'll talk about that in a second, but we got to know you a few months back a little bit, but tell folks who don't remember, what is Bloodworks Northwest?
Sure. Bloodworks is a nonprofit, independent blood organization. We are responsible for providing the blood here in Douglas County to Mercy Medical and the VA hospital.
So how long has Bloodworks Northwest been around?
We've been around for about 70 years.
Wow. So talk about how kind of it started and how it evolved.
Sure. So it started as Puget Sound Blood Bank up in the Seattle area. Just about 5 years ago, Lane Blood Center joined Bloodworks, Puget Sound Blood Bank, to become Bloodworks Northwest. And we provide over 80 hospitals here in the Pacific Northwest life-saving blood.
So how long have you been involved with the organization?
I've been here for 2 years now.
And just kind of getting the word out the past few months to folks in Douglas County and around Roseburg and surrounding communities about what you're doing. So you've got a blood drive happening today that I could almost throw a rock to. Well, I'm not that good a shot, but the vehicle is just a few hundred feet from where we are right now.
Yes.
So we'll talk about what's going on today here in our parking lot.
Sure. Today, there's two purposes. One is to let people know who Bloodworks is, that we play the vital role of providing the blood here in this community. The second one is we are desperately short of blood, especially the Rh negative blood type, as well as O positive. And one of the reasons why we are desperately short is because last week we had that horrible snow up in the Seattle area, which caused us to be about 1,000 pints below what we normally bring. And unfortunately, last night we had a mass shooting up in Seattle, which has impacted us as well because we provide the blood to the hospitals up there.
Wow. And so if somebody wants to help out today and has got the time, how does it work?
Sure. We would love to have you come down to the station. We are going to be here from 9 to around noon. We'll certainly stay later if we have the donors. Bring a photo ID and make sure you hydrate.
And it's just that simple?
It is. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour, so make sure you budget that time for that.
So the first time I think that we've done one of these in our parking lot, it'll be interesting to watch it evolve. You've got this mobile vehicle that allows you to have everything you need and be able to go just about anywhere.
You bet. We can do anywhere that we have 6 level parking spots.
Wow, that's simple. So Bloodworks Northwest, the blood drive going on until noon or so today here in our parking lot with Brook Communications radio stations and the News Review, Northeast Winchester, just north of the library. What is for you in the last couple of years working for Bloodworks, what's the most gratifying thing about this type of job for you?
I love seeing my former workspace was overlooking the center's parking lot, and I would love to see a wide variety of individuals, everything from a young 16-year-old driving themselves to the blood center to a cute retirement couple to come in and donate blood because they understand it's everyone's responsibility to help out society donating blood.
Bloodworksnorthwest.org is the website. Mark Smith from Bloodworks. And again, here starting at 9, going till about noon this morning. Anything else you want to tell people?
I would love to also let people know that Old 99 has donated vouchers. So if you donate today, you get a free voucher of beverage from them.
And that should motivate you right there. All right, Mark, from Bloodworks, thanks for being in this morning.
Thank you very much.
8:37 at the Morning Report.